You may have heard the news reports that the Trump administration is planning to spend $45 billion for immigrant detention centers across the U.S., as has been the case with everything having to do with ICE. This is already proving to be a poorly planned move, which is creating chaos and anger right at the start. One of the first new immigrant detention center locations appears to be set for Roxbury, New Jersey, which is in the northwest part of the state. And the curious part of this choice of location by ICE is how it's not really near any major transportation hub like a major airport. It's not in a location where there's been an inordinate amount of undocumented immigrant activity, and the infrastructure isn't even close to being able to deal with a facility like this. Our first guest today has been a leading voice against this detention center, who says that the power of the voice of the people is not silenced yet. He's also a force behind the No ICE North Jersey Alliance. William Angers, how are you today, William?
Doing pretty good, considering that they just announced the sale of the property.
Yes, I know.
But we're still in good spirits, though.
And by the way, to get more information about the No ICE North Jersey Alliance, it's no-roxbury-jails.com. We have that link over at our website. So just to catch up on people who have been not really hearing much about this, because, again, it's really happening in an area where people weren't expecting it. We've seen a couple of other privately owned detention centers, one in Newark and one in the central part of the state. But this is quite the odd location, though, is it not?
Yeah, it's very strange to us because, you know, I imagine that DHS put in a bunch of criteria, fed it through a filter, and out popped the names of various cities. And I would love to know what the criteria was. You know, Delaney Hall makes a lot of sense. It's in a heavily populated area. It's right outside New York City, and it's very close to the airport. Roxbury does have access to a number of major highways. It's close to Picatinny Arsenal. But, you know, considering that they already have Delaney Hall, not, you know, 30 miles away, it is an odd choice to us and certainly doesn't fit, you know, we can't see why they chose here.
Well, it seems to be that's one thing they're consistent about, the lack of clear, concise communication. How much of that has been going on through this process leading up to the actual sale? Which, with the sale, is that a done deal that's been approved, or are there still hurdles on that regard?
Well, it depends on what you mean by done deal. So Wednesday of last week, DHS said they purchased it, and then the owner of the property said, no, we didn't. So it appeared it was a false alarm, but then 2 days later, it was announced that its sale had actually gone through and a deed was registered with the town on Tuesday. That being said, there may be legal challenges to the sale, as well as numerous legal challenges should the sale end up being, you know, 100% a done deal. So even though the sale is disappointing, we had waged a major public pressure campaign on the Delphin Industrial, the owner of the property. Our goal remains the same, and the specifics are now going to be different, but we are still committed to fighting the project, because as of right now, all they've done is buy a warehouse, and we want to keep it that way.
Yes.
We don't want to see any human beings housed in there. And there are numerous legal challenges that will be fought, and we hope to, in the end, keep them as landlords of a warehouse.
Doing background on this whole thing, I saw where Maryland is in a similar situation, and they're suing the Trump administration because an environmental analysis and review hadn't been done about the property that's being looked at there. Was that done with this property in Roxbury? Was there an environmental review? Because I know in Sussex County, there are state politicians who are expressing concern because the water that supplies a great part of where this facility is going to be comes from the Highlands.
Correct. So the answer to your question is no, they haven't done anything. As a matter of fact, they lied They specifically said that they had done sewer studies and other studies, and I was at the Musconetcong Sewer Authority monthly meeting last night, and it was confirmed that DHS has not done a damn thing. So there are numerous concerns in the immediate area with regards to sewer capacity. A lot of the discharge is treated and then goes directly into the Musconetcong River. And even though it's treated, that doesn't exactly mean it's, you know, something you really want a lot of in the river. There simply isn't capacity to handle the discharge. There isn't capacity to provide it with the water that it needs. But on a bigger scale, yeah, it's part of the Highlands. Highlands provides water to 70% of New Jersey residents. So, you know, two-thirds of this state has a stake in what happens here. It isn't just the citizens of Roxbury. There's seven other cities that share sewer and water, and we all, through the Highlands, could be affected by this.
Talking with William Angus, who is from the No Ice North Jersey Alliance, about the proposed, more than proposed, detention center in Roxbury, New Jersey. No-Roxbury-Jails.com, the website, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Let us talk politics, because this topic is certainly full of it in more ways than one. A couple of names that are dominant in this whole thing. Let's start with, and this, I guess, is testimony to how long I've been doing this. I knew their fathers and talked with their fathers. Their fathers were on this radio show. Let's start with Tony Bucco Jr., because he is sitting in a interesting seat where he serves as the township attorney while also serving in the state Senate, where he has been an opponent of any legislation that has to do with addressing what ICE is doing. Talk about his role in all this and how he has been, what part he's played.
So Anthony Bucco, from the start, publicly opposed this proposal. Before it was eventually confirmed, when it was still only a rumor based on the leaked report on the Washington Post, Anthony Bucco made public statements, went on the news, and said, you know, we don't know anything about this, but we don't want this here. So I applaud him for saying that. But that being said, there does appear to be a conflict of interest between his actions in the Senate, supporting ICE bills, opposing anti-ICE bills, and his role here as the township attorney. You know, it's very hard to reconcile how he can be so supportive of ICE policy and also fight ICE being here. And so this issue has been raised at town council meetings. And in the state of New Jersey, if there is a conflict of interest, a town cannot waive its right. Like, if you are a person and there's a conflict of interest with your own attorney, you can waive that. A town cannot. They must address it. And on Tuesday's meeting, someone asked the mayor if they were satisfied with his performance, and they said absolutely. And they clearly do not have any intention of removing him or bringing in an independent attorney for this specific issue. So it just raises the question of how dedicated are the elected officials to fighting this. Their words are great. Their actions, not so great.
Oh, sure. I mean, if you say, I'm with you, I'm going to fight for the cause, and all you do is post a social media post, you're really not helping out here, are you?
Well, in my opinion, I mean, look, it's bad enough that we have these Call of Duty weekend warrior guys cosplaying as law enforcement on the streets of our cities. We don't need the town council cosplaying as the heroic defenders of the town of Roxbury. You know, it's great that they made a resolution and stated that they're opposed to this, but a resolution has no legal standing. The only thing that matters is action, and there are numerous ordinances that have been proven effective in other states in fighting ICE. Like, these were documented wins, and the town council has zero interest in doing it, and we don't understand why. You would think that you would throw everything against the wall, make every effort, even if it's a low percentage chance of success, because sometimes you roll snake eyes, you know? And for whatever reason, the town council has no interest in filing these, creating these new ordinances. They are clinging to their town attorney, who has, you know, possible conflict of interest. And when the mayor and one of the town council members, after making the resolution that says we oppose ICE here, they went and specifically said, but don't let anyone be confused. We still support the government. We support ICE. We support enforcement of our laws. That's a message aimed at their Republican voters in their town to say, hey, we're still on the same page. And when you talk to only a small subset of your citizens, it makes everyone else wonder, well, are you speaking for us? Are you fighting for us? So they're sending very mixed messages, and it's very hard to take them seriously.
Well, you would think, too, that when the normally see at a town council meeting, maybe on a normal busy meeting, a dozen people, and all of a sudden you're seeing room capacity and people live streaming it so people outside can watch it, that might make the council members think, we better start taking this a little more serious and get a little more active, but apparently not.
Well, you would think so, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because Councilman Riley has this week and in past town council said that the things he's hearing here don't reflect, air quotes, the values of real Roxbury residents, that our opinions don't have weight and value. And to be honest, that's very insulting to the people of Roxbury who have shown up. But as I said, 70% of New Jersey residents get their drinking water from the Highlands. Councilman Riley seems to be under the belief that only people who live within the borders of Roxbury should have a right to speak about this. And anyone else, their opinions don't matter. Well, I'm sorry, there's seven other towns immediately around them who are going to be directly impacted if a sewer pipe bursts and dumps, you know, sewage into Lake Hopatcong, right? They absolutely have a stake in this. Their voices are just as valid. And if you live in Monmouth County and get your water from the Highlands, your voice is just as valid, too.
Here's the question I have, and you're alluding to this, too, with zoning laws and changes. Any structure has a limit to how many people could be in that structure. The fire department sets it. The health department sets it. They sometimes or often work together to come up an agreeable number. I highly doubt that this warehouse facility, albeit all 470,000 square feet, is zoned to hold 1,000-plus people. Is that a starting block in the next wave of objecting and blocking this by saying, well, fine, you want to put 1,000 people there, small problem. Fire codes, health codes, safety codes say you can't do that.
So the property is not zoned for this purpose. It is zoned to house packages and boxes and crates of stuff, but it is not zoned for human habitation. Unfortunately, because the federal government owns it, they are able to overrule and ignore certain local and sometimes even state laws, sometimes. So there's no question that this is not something that, you know, should be done. But we have seen countless times where DHS simply just does not give a flying you-know-what, and will simply just ignore the laws, even when they are applicable. You know, fire chiefs want to go in and inspect Delaney Hall, and they don't give them access. And that's a practice that we've seen all across the country. So it's clear that this is a top-down policy of just, you know, stepping all over local and state authorities and saying, you know, we don't care, you know, we're going to do whatever the hell we want.
And just want to wrap up real fast here, too, because you mentioned the state politicians, Tony Bugo Jr. You've had a mixed reaction, albeit a lot more strength and support from Representative Rahm Emanuel, Senator Andy Kim. But Representative Tom Kaine Jr., he was pretty much ghosting this whole thing until at the very end, where now he shows up with legislation, hopefully promising, maybe giving Roxbury money for hosting the center. Because according to most estimates, this is going to cost Roxbury Township $1.8 million annually in lost tax revenue. If you want to do a little fast math, over three decades adds up to about $85 million. And that's a hit that Roxbury really can't financially afford to take.
Well, you're right about that, but it isn't just that. Delaney Hall has two police and an ambulance on standby at Delaney Hall. As far as I know, it's 24/7. That's two police and an ambulance that aren't responding to people who have had heart attacks or if there's a break-in or a robbery. You know, the local police are already stretched to capacity to deal with just the issues, you know, traffic and, you know, break-ins and things like that. So this is going to be a severe blow to a number of the different budgets of the town. But as for Tom Kaine, first of all, Tom Kaine Jr. has, been completely silent on the subject, even though it's in his district. And it seems like, you know, the groundhog popped out and gave us six more weeks of winter, and Tom Kaine Jr. just popped out and said endless ice with this bill that he's produced. It's very clear that he is fine with human suffering as long as the local communities don't have to pay the bill. That is not leadership. That is not defending human rights. That is not defending the residents of your district, okay? That is, frankly, almost worthless, because even if this were to pass, good luck actually enforcing it. Good luck getting money out of the federal government to reimburse you. So we look forward to Tom going back into his hole until next winter, and we'll let real politicians take charge, like Andy Kim and Menendez and Governor Sherrill.
I mentioned you have the website, no-roxbury-jails.com, and a Facebook group as well. What are your priorities in keeping this issue front of mind for as many people as possible?
Basically, continuing the protests. The public protests and showing up at the city hall and at other, we're encouraging people to go to their town halls everywhere across the area. Not just because of the environmental conditions, but if ICE opens up a detention center here, you can almost be assured that we're going to see more ICE activity. And do we want, you know, ICE kidnapping parents who are waiting to pick up their kids at school? Do we want, you know, the local Mexican restaurant to be raided? So it's important that people go to their town council meetings and ask their elected officials, Are the local police going to cooperate with ICE when they don't have a judicial warrant, for example? These are important questions that every city across North Jersey, people should be going to their town council meetings demanding answers. They should be going to their school boards asking them if they have a policy on what to do if ICE shows up and wants to snatch some 16-year-old out of history class. These are the things that we need to be doing to keep this issue from falling off the radar in the quick 24-hour news cycle. And for us, you know, the protests will continue until this threat is gone, period, end of story. And if we have to show up every single day, like if this facility actually opens, there will be daily protests, and they will not go away until ICE goes away.
I should mention, too, we have the No Kings rallies nationwide happening on Saturday, March 28th, and I've seen in some of that information that part of the effort in those No Kings rallies is going to include objections to ICE activities across the country, including here in New Jersey. I know that there is one one No Kings rally set for Newton on that day, and hopefully that'll encompass the area. And if you go to nokings.org, you can also find out how, if you want to set up a No Kings rally specifically in the Roxbury area, because you still do have time to do that. And visit the website for the No Ice North Jersey Alliance. Get involved that way as well. Keep informed that way as well. No-Roxbury-JALS.com. We have that link posted at our webpage as well. William Angus, thank you for reminding us about the voice of the people has to be a loud voice. It also has to be a consistent, steady, strong voice. And you help us remember that. And also remember that that document that we are going to celebrate begins with "We the People." It's not "We the Government." Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me on and being able to talk about the issues.